Ejection fraction is the fraction of blood in the left ventricle that's pumped out with each beat. So if we think about the amount we start with, that's our end diastolic volume, okay? And then the amount we are finished with after systole, after the heartbeat, is end systolic volume. So it's the difference between end diastolic volume and end systolic volume. That's the amount of blood that is forced out of the heart with each beat. So we take that volume, okay, and we divide it by the amount that we started with. And we say, okay, that's our ejection fraction. So with this patient, we had an end diastolic volume of 125 milliliters, and we had an end systolic volume of 75 milliliters, meaning that 50 milliliters is pumped out with each beat. So we take that 50 and we divide it by our starting point, the 125, 50 over 125, and that comes out to 0.4 or 40%, and that's our ejection fraction. It could be noted just as some extra value that ejection fraction is normally 55 to 70%, and that decreased ejection fraction is seen in systolic dysfunction, often associated with an S3 heart sound, and we can get preserved ejection fraction in diastolic dysfunction associated with an S4 heart sound. And then sometimes we can get high ejection fraction in endurance athletes or in high output cardiac failure, such as with arteriovenous fistulae. That's it.